Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This is Illinois Public Media. Just to follow up on that report from the BBC on golden rice and vitamin A, just a little factoid. In the late 1800s, most of the corn in the United States that was planted and harvested was white, open-pollinated corn. Wisconsin did some studies that suggested that yellow corn, which contains vitamin A, that's why it's yellow, or one of the reasons, carotene, actually helped hogs to gain weight much, much faster. And that started the process of switching from open-pollinated white corn to open-pollinated yellow corn. Prior to that, about 80% of the corn raised in the U.S. was white. Now, here are the numbers from Chicago in the CME Group. September corn futures down a quarter at $4.72 for the day. December at $4.61 on its last trade, a penny and three quarters higher. March contract at $4.74, that's up 1.5. And the May contract, $4.81.5, up 1.25. And July futures there, $4.87.25, a penny and a quarter higher. August soybeans, $13.26.5, up 2.25. The trade for the September contract at $11.99.25, 5.75 higher. November beans down a penny at $11.65.75. January at $11.72.25, down 1.75. And the March soybeans at $11.77, 2.25 lower. August bean meal at $400 even, up $4. Bean oil at $41.97, 14 cents lower. August live cattle futures at $121.57.5, 65 higher. The October up 57.5 at $125.25. And August feeders at $153.65, or rather 60 cents. They're down 65 cents, 100 pounds. September futures at 157.57.5 are down 7.5. And lean hogs for the day at $101.17.5, up 62.5. Normally on a Wednesday, we would talk with Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson, but busy actually today. I believe, although I'm not quite certain about this, that Jackie is actually meeting with the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture today. On the phone line in her stead is Elaine Cubb. She's at Mastering the Grain Markets in Elkhorn, Nebraska. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
We'll look forward to talking to you this afternoon, too, during the closing market report. As you take a look at the crop there in your part of the world, I suspect you have traveled around parts of Nebraska and the western part of Iowa. What does the corn crop look like?
Well, probably fairly similar to what you're experiencing there in Illinois in the Eastern Corn Belt as far as, you know, just the general height of the plants. This is not the year that you're going to drive around and really be overwhelmed by the health and wonderfulness of the crop unless you're maybe in Indiana or Ohio. The Eastern Corn Belt is doing better than it's doing out here. And particularly here in eastern Nebraska and anywhere west of here or south of here, you do find some drought damage. The dryland fields, which is most of the fields in eastern Nebraska, contrary to popular belief, we're not entirely irrigated out here. So the drought has had an effect, particularly on the early portions of the season.
Oftentimes, where you are located skews the way you feel about the crop here in eastern Illinois. We have a crop that looks really, really good, I suppose, like Indiana and Ohio. You have a crop that doesn't look nearly so good. How do you view it in the marketplace?
Well, I think the market is definitely trading the weather and trading the calendar and seeing that, you know, to the mind of the market did not have a, you know, really droughty, hot pollination time frame. So we did not get any additional risk premium, obviously, over the past month based on that sort of an argument. And I don't think that the market has really worked any sort of concern about the lateness of it or the potential for early frost yet. So what has been happening is actually the open interest in corn and soybean futures has been growing over the past couple of weeks. And since the price has simultaneously been going down, this implies that the speculative side of the market and perhaps some commercial selling is happening, some short selling has been going on. So I think that, you know, certainly this bearishness is justified. We are probably going to have, hopefully, you know, very good average yields as a nation this year and replenish the supply. But I think we are in a position market-wise where there's a real potential for a surprise, let's say an early frost or something, and a lot of people are going to have to cover their short positions very quickly if that happens. and prices could be explosive if we ever do get some sort of bullish thing coming in here as the season winds out.
One of those items could be released at 11 o'clock next Monday when the crop production and the world agricultural supply and demand estimates are out from USDA. What do you think?
Yeah, in August, they do tend to go through and make a pretty good estimation of the yield. And I'm also really looking forward to, for instance, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour.
Mm-hmm.
I think from Iowa in particular, you know, Iowa does not look as good as Illinois does. And you drive around there, and there's you know, wind damage. Soybeans really look kind of scruffy in certain places. And they certainly had a drought or certainly dry weather throughout the summer that challenged things. So, and they produce about 16% of the nation's crops. So I think it will be very interesting to see, once guys really get out in the field and count kernels and count ears, you know, some sort of real objective numbers are going to be very interesting to me, and I think it will be interesting to see if the markets pick up on that too.
Well, do you suppose the markets over the next month and a half, by the time we get to harvest for corn, will have to deal with the short supply from last year still, or is that just done?
It doesn't seem like it can get much traction. You know, today, for instance, the China bought four new cargoes of new crop soybeans. And the excitement, the bullish excitement really centered on the September contract, which at one point today was actually up about 15 cents. I know when you read the prices, the new crop market is actually a little bit lower now. We've actually moved into lower territory. But it just seems like any of the demand factors don't really have a lot of traction, certainly not on the futures chart. We are still seeing, you know, very unusual historically basis numbers, but not what we saw a month ago.
Okay, thanks so much for talking with us this morning, and we look forward to hearing from you again. Before I let you go, I do need you to discuss maybe a bit about the livestock sector for me, the cattle and beef produced there in Nebraska, and what you see for that particular sector.
Yeah, the feed market has really responded very well to the drop in feed prices. They have had, you know, we're at very close to highs for these contracts.
Right.
The October feeder contract is above 160 at various points today. But I think that's about as far as it can go because we can't get a lot more bullishness into the live market or the retail beef market. You know, that has been fairly flat, fairly stable for the past month. And just seasonally, I'm not expecting to see a lot more bullishness work its way into this livestock sector.
Okay, Elaine, thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Elaine Cubb is with Mastering the Grain Market. She's out of Elkhorn, Nebraska, filling in today for Jackie Vakes, who is away. Here the way the numbers are trading in Chicago at this hour. September corn at 471.5. That's a penny lower. December contract at 460.25, up one. March at 473.5, a penny higher. And the May futures at 481.5, up 1.25. July of next year at 487, up one. December of next year, that's the harvest month for 2014, down a quarter at $4.94.25. The soft red winter wheat in the September at 642.75, down 7.75. The September hard red at 696.25, down 5.75. August soybeans for the day at 13.25.75, up a penny and a half. September at $11.98.5, up a nickel. November 11.65.75, down 1.5. And January futures at 11.72.25, down 1.75. March soybeans $11.76.25, down 3 cents for the day. Bean meal futures at $3.99.90. That's off, or rather up $3.90. And August bean oil at $41.97, down 14 cents. Live cattle futures at $121.52.5 are up 60 in the August. October at $125.20. That's 52.5 cents higher. August feeder cattle at $153.55, down 70 in September, down 20 at $157.45. August lean hogs at $101.25, 70 higher. October futures there at 86.62.5, 17.5 cents higher. The September crude oil futures at $104.93, or 37 cents lower. A wholesale price of gasoline at $2.88.6. That's down 2.8. Ethanol futures at $2.19.2, just about 0.4 of a cent lower. And the diesel fuel for the day at $2.97.1, 3.7 of a cent lower. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. A quick look at the forecast tells us should have about a 40% chance of rainfall today, mostly cloudy, a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a low of 65. And tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy, and 79. And then tomorrow evening, a 50% chance of rain showers, mostly cloudy, and 65. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.